Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
I do want us to touch on this one, and this was flagged by DHR MEC of Health, but I must say that we have since gotten a response from Gauteng, and so we are going to be speaking to the MEC of Health here in Gauteng. Some issues around the catering services that Charlotte McLeker, for instance, has been using. They're not the only hospital that uses this catering service. And so the DA had earlier on said, no, we need to call out Gauteng because people, patients are going hungry and so on. So to clarify all of that for us, is the Gauteng MEC of Health and Wellness, MEC Nomwantu Nkomo Ralehoko? I'm just trying to see if she is on the line. Yes. MEC, thank you very, very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, my dear.
We haven't had you in studio for a long time, MEC. When are you coming?
Yes, I've been running away from you guys.
No, MEC. This is your home. You cannot be running away.
But I do miss you.
MEC, there are issues that you've already released a statement, by the way, just to clarify. You've released a statement clarifying the issues of catering at Charlotte McLeker and other hospitals in Gauteng. Tell us what the issue is.
Now, you know, we have to talk to the media, because last week there was a message that was out indicating that there's a shortage of food at Charlotte McLeker, Johannesburg Academic Hospital. So immediately when I got that report, I had to quickly go to Charlotte and check what's the situation. Mm-hmm. Indeed, the situation was that we are getting some of the food, not all of them, at Matakane Coke Freeze Factory, where it was temporarily closed after the inspection that was conducted by the city of Tshwane, whereby they found E. coli contamination that was detected in the municipal water supply to the factory. Mm-hmm. Because the water comes from the municipality and it comes to the reservoir that is at Masakane, and then the reservoir distributes everything. Mm-hmm. On a monthly basis, we usually do those inspections with the municipality. So then we had to go now and clarify that. But the Coke Freeze supplies meals to several hospitals in the province. Mm. Charlotte McLeker, Odi Hospital, Tshwane District Hospital, Bronco State Hospital, Jubilee, and Lenasia Hospital. Mm. So we felt that instead of us not stopping immediately when we hear that there's E. coli contamination that is in the water, we have to close it immediately and start moving then, cook in the hospitals, because in the hospitals we have the kitchens that we are using. In the morning, we don't take breakfast at Masakane. We cook breakfast in every hospital. We cook the light snack for 4 o'clock. We get the snack in the hospital. So it becomes the lunch and dinner that you can find it in other hospitals. So in other hospitals. So that's the reason then. So we felt that these are alarming results and we must act swiftly to make sure that the production of the factory is not done. Mm. So this decision was made to protect the public and ensure that there's no one that is at risk due to the unsafe food that people will be getting and then end up everybody becoming ill. So we are happy that at least we've been managing and containing this problem of E. coli, because now water has been tested, the results were positive, were negative, but we felt that let's retest the water again. So now we're waiting for the results on Friday. So even this week we said we're not going to quickly open. Let's retest the again the water, so that immediately then we can open up to the public. And we'll announce it once now the tests on Friday are being done, are out, and say this is what we've discovered. Because we don't want to leave and pretend as if this thing is a minor thing, because we'll end up making everybody sick, our patients sick and risky, as we have seen in the list of hospitals that we're providing them.
MEC, this particular factory, is it near any of the hospitals that you're referring to? I know it's in Tshwane, but is it near maybe, I don't know where exactly it's situated.
It's around Garankuwa, because it's a big factory on your way to Dr. George Mukhari Hospital.
So, is it not on the OD Hospital pipeline? This water pipe that is supplying the factory?
No, not at OD, because it's just in the Masakane factory there. Because if you can see on your way to Dr. George Mukhari Hospital, there are factories there on your right hand side. that you find many factories. So it's part of it's in the middle
that
of the
precinct.
So,
what I'm trying to get at, and I know this is maybe also a question for the municipality, but whether this water pipeline has not affected any of your other medical facilities, maybe clinics and so on?
Not at all. Not at all. Even our clinics, we didn't have any case of E. coli. So that's why we said let's stop it immediately before it can become worse.
So how long have they been shutting down for as the precinct or at least that particular factory?
It started last week Wednesday, and now we're sitting 7 days now because tomorrow will be Wednesday, 6 days now. But we were supposed to open because immediately we got the results on Monday. But we felt that let's retest so that we're sure. We don't want to rely only on that. So that's why the quality assurance had to be done again.
Sure.
So that we are sure that there is nothing that can contaminate people. Yeah.
So this is great that you are able to preempt something like this. But clearly, obviously, as you were saying, the reports were that people were not getting food. Where does that come from?
No, you know, somebody, I don't want to call that person by name, but I think in the institution, somebody just phoned somebody and then somebody just blew this thing out of proportion without even telling us the information. That's why I went there even on Thursday. I was there cooking at Charlotte Macleke because it was one of the biggest institutions. Others didn't have any outcry because nobody even know who to the other institutions that we deliver food to them. So I had to quickly go there and we arrest this issue. I checked the food and we took the food from Masakane, distributed to the institutions so that they can cook for themselves. We distributed the teams that are cooking there so that they can be there so that they are able to assist where we can. Yeah.
So, MEC, you are categorically saying that there is no such thing as people going hungry with, I'm told, pieces of bread.
Absolutely
nothing like that.
The two slices of bread that people are talking about with a piece of
cheese,
and butter and an apple is the snack that we do in 16 hours in the hospital.
And all the other meals, are you certain people are getting those meals as they would have any other way?
I was personally there.
Yes.
I can even send you my photos. I was personally there cooking vegetables there with them. We're peeling, we're doing everything on Thursday. And that's what is done because we've built up in-house capacity. We have a team in the kitchen that is working. But we had to do now the additional teams from Masakane. Masakane is not just a small place. It's a big factory that is having more than 400 workers. So we had to take some of those workers with the chef and take them to cook at Charlotte.
Okay.
And they're assisting then our cooking.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you've brought in that staff into the hospitals to carry out that work.
So that the one that is there doesn't suffer because they are not used to cook for three meals a day. They are used to cook only breakfast in the morning. So now for lunch and dinner, I have the staff from Masakane that is working in that because we've built the in-house capacity.
You're saying so you're waiting for results at the moment, E. coli
you
results?
We're waiting for the results. They said by Friday we'll definitely get the results,
All right. MEC, thank you. We would love to have you for a bigger conversation. Thank you so much for making time for us this evening.
I wouldn't mind to come back to you again.
Thank you. That's the Gauteng, the Gauteng MEC of Health and Wellness in Gauteng, Nomantu Nkomo Ralehuku. And as you know, the DA brought this to our attention. So let's speak to the DA. DA Shadow MEC of Health in Gauteng is Jack Bloom. Jack, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Good to be with you.
Okay, so what do you make of all of that?
Well, you know, actually the Masakane Cookfries factory was closed down 2 weeks ago. It up last week. I visited Schoenmaker Johannesburg Hospital on Tuesday because I'd heard complaints and I found they were valid. It turned out that while correctly the MEC says that the hospital had existing capacity to do breakfast and dinner, the problem was lunch. Lunch, they used to get plated food from the Masakane Cookfries factory, and they hadn't been getting it for about a week when I visited there. So as an interim, what they were doing, and I saw it for myself in the kitchen, and I took a photo of what they were providing for lunch. It was just simply a piece of bread with a bit of margarine and cheese. And things were so bad that nurses were telling me that relatives were bringing in food. So, you know, once I raised the alarm, only then did the department react and put in proper contingency measures. But I'm not convinced that they've managed to replace the 8,000 plated food that was being done every day by the Masakane Cook Freeze facility. And it's not just Charlotte Nkweke Hospital. It's actually five other hospitals and a fair number of community health centers that were also dependent on these plated food that came from Masakane. So what about the Nasia South Hospital? Although I don't know why a hospital as far south as the Nasia South or even Sharp and Necker had to get food from a Cook Freeze factory at the other end of Pretoria. You know, I do think they need to review how they do food supply and the fact that there wasn't immediate effective contingency plan, I think is a very bad mark against the department. I'm not convinced they would have done anything if it wasn't for me exposing it a full week ago.
So are you satisfied with the fact that, you know, currently there are contingency plans, or you don't think these are adequate?
Well, I'll have to check for myself. There's five other hospitals. It's Jubilee Hospital, OD Hospital, I think two other Pretoria-based hospitals, and the Asia South District Hospital. I don't know if all of them have made satisfactory alternative arrangements. But let's just focus on the fact that a health food production facility was closed because E. coli was found there. Imagine if any patient had been served food with E. coli in it. You know, it's very, very pragmatic, very, very problematic. I mean, you're basically poisoning anybody who has the food with E. coli in it. So it doesn't appear to have happened. That's what they say. But I do think that they were very slow to react, and they didn't say anything publicly about it. If I hadn't visited the hospital and exposed it, I'm not sure that they would be doing what they're doing now or telling us about measures to fix up Masakane Cook Freeze facility, which is still closed, and they can't give an indication when it's going to be open. So I hope that the measures they put in place are working for all the six hospitals and all the clinics that were involved, not just Sharpton. Okay. But I'm very critical of the food supply contract in the first place, because we have constant food problems in our hospitals. Recall there was a time when Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital didn't have something as simple as bread, and doctors and nurses were using their own money to purchase food for patients. And then I asked questions about the food supply contracts, and you know, it turns out that they're getting groceries from Free State and Limpopo provinces, and I just couldn't understand this. I mean, we've got lots of, you know, very good, reputable, reliable, cost-effective food supplier companies in Gauteng. And I asked, why are you using contracts in other provinces? They were essentially piggybacking on a provincial contract there. And I didn't think they were getting value for money. And I scrutinized these companies that got these contracts. They weren't even food companies. And it looked to me like the goods were overpriced. And, of course, there's the cost of transport. And why on earth are you getting groceries from the Free State? It just didn't make sense. So I do suspect corruption. You know, we've seen the massive corruption at the Tembisa Hospital with fishy companies. And I must say, when I looked at some of these companies, they also looked quite fishy. They weren't even in the food business. So, you know, were they just contracting another company to supply the food and adding their markup? But I think it's just to focus on the fact that that patients in hospitals need healthy, nutritious food. And that shouldn't even be an issue. That should be the easiest thing for a hospital to provide, because there's so many decent suppliers out there, and it's very, very basic. How do you get better in a hospital if you don't have proper food?
Mm. Jack Bloom, I mean, as always, thanks for bringing this to our attention. And I am glad this time we are getting, comprehensive responses. So thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. I really appreciate it. Listen, I mean, even the Premier of Gauteng keeps commending you for bringing these things to our attention. So it's always lovely hearing from you. Jack, thank you very, very much.
Yes.
Thank you. That's Jack Bloom, DA Shadow MEC of Health in Gauteng.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.